Welcome to Leading You. I'm your host, Julie Hyde, and in this space, we delve into the dynamic intersection of leadership and mindset. Join me as we uncover the essential tools and insights you need to sculpt your own success and lead a life you absolutely love. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Leading You. I'm Julie Hyde, your host. And what I thought I'd share with you today is the purpose behind me writing You Always Have a Choice. I'm asked this question a lot recently, which is, why did you write a book? And it's really funny because 4 years after I wrote my first book, Busy, I swore I would not be writing another book. I didn't enjoy the process. I don't feel as though I'm a natural writer. And I just thought, I have got so much more that I can do with my time other than write another book. I didn't feel that I had a message in me that was clear, that was purposeful, and that was right in terms of me sharing it with my audience, with the world now, with everything being global. So I did write it during a time of personal trauma. It was at a time where I lost my dad. He'd been very sick, but when I first started writing the book, which was in May in 23, he started to get really, really bad. So that was playing out in the background while I was writing it. I also lost my cat, who was 19. That was also traumatic, which of course losing dad was as well. And then I wasn't feeling great for a lot of last year. I was experiencing a lot of adrenal fatigue, not because I was burning myself out, but that's just as a consequence of the immunotherapy treatment and the remedy treatment that I was on wasn't necessarily remedying the situation. So there was a lot going on. So people often say, why did you write the book? And I think it's important to share that there is a really deep purpose in writing books. I think most authors will sit down and really think about the message that they want to put out there to the world. After all, it is their words, it is their message, it is their IP in most cases. And it really means something to an author. This is very, very personal for me, and this really meant something for me. So me not writing a book certainly started changing after I was diagnosed. As I was going through my treatment after the surgeries, when I was overcoming significant and constant change and challenge that this life event created for me, I found myself applying a lot of the tools and techniques that I have used in my coaching, in my workshops for others. And I was applying that to myself, and it was really, really helping. It was probably when I came out of one of my, you know, darkest days after being diagnosed, and I was feeling extremely, extremely angry. It's incredibly confronting when your life is effectively taken away from you, when it's threatened, when you have an enemy within, when you think you are going to die, when you are facing your mortality. All you want to do is live, and all you want to do is live your best life. And initially, as I said before, I was angry. I wanted to blame. I was in total victim mode, which in a sense was totally okay because this was a really shitty thing that happened to me. And I really wanted to get some revenge for being misdiagnosed twice, which led to my diagnosis being stage three, which meant the cancer spread. I wanted revenge for that. But it wasn't until one day when I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, who are you being right now? I didn't necessarily like that person looking back at me in the mirror. And I thought, you have a choice here, Julie. I can remember vividly saying these words to me. You have a choice here. You have a choice to go down that road, the victim road, the blame, the revenge, the anger, and dig yourself a really deep, dark hole that you can't get out of, because that is the reality for me. Or you can choose to lead yourself through this in the best way that you possibly can. And so I chose the second option, the more empowering option, the one where I chose to be the leader of me. And I'm extremely passionate about that. And that's when everything sort of came into basically a light for me. It's like, you've got all of these tools, you've got all of these techniques, all of these strategies. Let's look for inspiration as well. And let's beat this bitch. Like, let's tackle this head on. And it's like my mindset really adopted to that empowered, that victor mindset that I share all about in my book. Because it's not what happens to us that matters. It's how we respond. What would you do if you were confronted with a diagnosis that threatened your life? Would you continue to live as you are, or would you make some big changes? That's what happened to me on the 6th of October in 2021. My life changed within a second, forever. This moment was a catalyst for me to look deep within and assess if I was living a life I loved. I wasn't. I was tolerating too much of it. And now I've made big changes. And I want to empower you with the choice to do the same. My second book, You Always Have a Choice, is now available, and I share 9 powerful strategies to let go of overwhelm and the relentless juggle and implement changes so you can lead a life you love. Head to youalwayshaveachoice.com.au to grab your copy. Everyone is faced with challenge. Everyone is faced with change. And it's how you adapt, it's how you lead through it that is the true test of your character. And that is what I wanted to share with anyone who will tune in very soon or read my book. Life is too short to live a life that you tolerate. And I speak with so many people now who are totally overwhelmed, who are heading towards burnout and can't see it, who are angry. There's so much anger out there. There's so much frustration. And I want to just dial that down. I want to dial that down, and I want to dial up the choice. I want to dial up the empowerment. I want to share with people the really simple techniques that I have within the book. So I think the number one reason is that it's to share all of the tools and strategies that I had at my disposal. And I want to empower anyone facing challenge, whether that be career, relationships, health, or with your business. I want to empower them with practical tools and strategies that they can apply to their lives to help them to navigate and adapt to whatever is happening to them at the time in the best possible way. So that would be the number one reason. The second reason is to help people to build their resilience, to help them build confidence, and to help them step up and speak up for themselves. That's probably one of the biggest lessons I did learn throughout my cancer journey, and I'm still having to advocate for myself, is that the power of actually using your voice, even when you feel completely out of control. I was navigating the medical field, what I had zero experience with. You have to speak up and advocate for yourself when you feel like something is not going right, when you feel like people are not paying the attention to you that they should, or that you're not heading in the direction that you ultimately feel is possible for you. And again, this is something I hear people feeling incredibly frustrated about, is that they're not getting noticed, and that the fact that they're doing a good job doesn't seem to be good enough anymore. And it's not. We have to position ourselves. We need to do it in a way that is authentic and in a way that you will feel proud of to ensure that we're heard. A lot of people think that they are either born with resilience or they're not. Other people are more resilient than they are, but we can build resilience. Resilience can be cultivated, and so can confidence. Confidence, courage just won't show up. It just won't happen without you taking action towards feeling courageous, towards feeling confident. And I share tips in terms of how to do that, how to build unwavering resilience in You Always Have a Choice. And the third reason is to reduce this overwhelm that people are feeling right now. So I'm sharing the most powerful tools to do that. Overwhelm can often be caused through lack of clarity. And whether that be that you feel overwhelmed with work, or you feel overwhelmed in your business or with your team or in your life, often the overwhelm is caused because we don't have clarity about what we should be doing first, second, and third. We're juggling so many balls in the air and running so hard to keep those balls in the air so that none of them drop. But we don't have clarity on which ones we can let drop, on which ones we can let drop and let them bounce and we can pick them up later, or which ones that we should drop and just leave them dropped. And what are the most critical ones to have in the air? And I do encourage people in You Always Have a Choice. One of those crystal balls besides your family needs to be your health. Your health is your wealth. Your health fuels you to be the leader that you are. And if you are leading people, whether that be your family, your team, if people see you looking depleted and tired, A, you're not going to operate at your best, and B, people are going to be questioning, okay, is this what being a leader is like? Why would I want to be a leader if that's what you have to go through to be one? One of the techniques I share in the book is called the power of the pause. I share steps in terms of how you can do that. And there are handouts for you. If you have purchased the book, you can download those from the website, but it takes you through a process of actually pushing that pause button. I do it every single day and I couldn't be without it, but it's just pausing, breathing, enabling yourself to get perspective on what is going on in your life at any given moment. It is such a powerful tool. So these three things are the main reasons as to why I wanted to write You Always Have a Choice. Because if I can apply these techniques to my cancer journey, and something that's been incredibly traumatic for me in the last 2.5 years, then anyone can. I'm not extraordinary. And I share lots and lots of stories in the book as well of people who have overcome change, overcome challenge, built their resilience, dug into their confidence, dug into their courage, and really stepped up to lead a life that they are proud of. I really want people to live a life that they love, to lead the life that they love. Life is too short. Your life can change on a dime at the click of a finger. Stop tolerating what you don't need to and make really empowered, educated decisions for you, because everyone has a choice to do that. So you can grab a copy of my book in bookshops. If they don't have it in, they can get it in for you. Amazon, Booktopia, anywhere you get your fabulous books from. And it's also in ebook for your Kindle. And very soon, if not now when you're listening to this, it will be available on Audible. So you can tune into it as well. So I hope that's given you some insight into the purpose as to why I wrote the book and why I'm so passionate about spreading this message, about leading a life you love, and that you do always have a choice in life. So thank you for tuning in as always. And if you've loved this episode, please leave me a review, leave me comments. And if there's anything that you would like to hear from me in terms of how I can help you, send me a message and I'll do an episode on that. So thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to chatting with you soon.